Welcome to World Briefing from the BBC World Service with Jackie Leonard at 2 o'clock GMT. Clashes in Cairo between police and Devonsford. Now, in these tough economic times, many people are making their food go a little further than perhaps they used to. And for many, that might mean ignoring the best before date. But one German man has taken it to the extreme by eating a 64-year-old tin of lard. Jonathan Josephs takes up the story.
In the late 1940s, the United States was helping Germany overcome the hardships of the Second World War. Food parcels were a vital part of the rebuilding effort, and Swift's bland lard was one of the less exciting ingredients, but it was apparently durable. The tin, with its red, white and blue label still intact, survived in Hans Feldmeier's cupboard. So the 87-year-old retired chemist decided to test its edibility.
I didn't open it because I thought the situation could get even worse. I hope that we are not running into tough times like we had after World War II, even despite the financial crisis we are facing.
And his gamble paid off. The test run by scientists in his hometown of Rostock showed it was indeed fit for consumption, saving Mr. Feldmeier a precious few euros. But he did fork out on a loaf of black bread, on which it was spread, before he and the scientists ate it. So what did it taste like?
I thought it would taste rancid, but it doesn't. I'm totally surprised that it shows absolutely no sign of rancidity.
The tin bore no expiry date. So, to adapt an old saying, it seems the proof of the lard, if not the pudding, really was in the eating.
Jonathan Josephs. Quick reminder of the main news. Clashes have erupted in Cairo with police firing tear gas at demonstrators amid growing public anger over the deaths of more than 70 people at a football match. You've been listening to World Briefing.